I will tell you that in the history of mankind, I don't believe that good news has ever arrived in a certified letter. And in this particular case, that was absolutely true. It was a grievance from a client that I had sued for a fee. Now, we're not going to spend 3 days talking about whether you should sue clients for fees or not. That's outside the scope of this topic. But in that particular case, it was warranted, and it did turn out well. I got a jury verdict for every penny, but that's not what we're here about. What we are here about is the fact that I received 47 pages of misconduct allegations, single-spaced, mind you, and literally several thousand pages of exhibits. The grievance ended with numbered paragraph 92, I kid you not. Rothenberg is a psychopath who is simply toxic to the integrity of the legal profession. I sincerely hope the chief disciplinary counsel will do its job to discipline this monster. I don't tell you that in a sense of pride. I tell you that in a sense that if you, heaven forbid, or someone in your office receives a grievance, I'm pretty sure I've heard the worst possible things that a person can hear about themselves, and it is devastating. And that's really why we're here today is, heaven forbid, a grievance comes in the door, what do you do? And there are as many things that you don't do as there are that you do. And that's what we're going to talk about for the next 25 minutes. When I received that grievance, I was devastated, depressed, frightened, embarrassed, angry, anxious, all of that all at once. The first thing I thought about was, how will I be able to care for my family if I lose my law license? Invariably, when someone receives a grievance, the first thing they think of is, I'm going to be disbarred. I'm going to be humiliated. My life is over. We'll talk a little bit about why that's not necessarily true later. But the point is, when I tell you that I understand what lawyers who receive grievances are going through, it's because I've actually been there. And I think that is a more important basis for me talking to you this morning than anything I do on behalf of the District 4-6 Grievance Committee now. This program is basically designed as what it says, a toolkit. It's something that you have stuck away in your closet. You don't read it every day. You don't look at it every day. But gosh golly, if that faucet starts leaking and you need to close a valve or something, you know the toolkit's there and you have a general idea how to use it. That's kind of what we're going to be doing today with regard to grievances. You've been grieved. Now what? Everybody loves top 10 lists. So, of course, here's my Texas top 10 approach to handling grievances. Step number one, I'm going to tell you what not to do before I tell you what to do. Don't get on Facebook and write how unbelievably unfair this grievance was and tell the world how this happened. You would think that that is common knowledge. You would think that it's instinct that lawyers would not want to do that. And invariably, I'm fairly active on some lawyer social media sites, you know, Texas Lawyers, Texas Lawyers Lounge. And I see published to 15,000 other Texas lawyers, you won't believe what a client did to me today, you know, followed by three or four paragraphs of allegations. Bad idea, because I mean, just for a multitude of reasons. And I see from y'all shaking your heads that you understand why it's a bad idea. But it's a knee-jerk reaction. We want the support of our peers. We want to feel like there are people out there who understand what we're going through and have them say, hey, you're right, this is unfair. But that's not the time to do it, and it's not the way to do it. Instead, what I would urge you to do is simply close your door, turn off your phone, close your eyes, and breathe in, out, relax your shoulders. Receiving a grievance, receiving certified mail from the Commission for Lawyer Discipline can be traumatic in the sense of it is emotional, it is embarrassing, it is something that you need to give yourself time to process before you do anything else. And if you take nothing else away from our presentation this morning, know that the second the grievance walks through the door, you don't have to do anything. There are things you need to do, and there's a timetable to do them, but the second you get the grievance and you flip through the pages is not that time. Step number two, when you've recovered sufficiently from the initial shock of seeing a grievance with your name on it, read it carefully. Look at exactly what the allegations are factually against you. Look at what the allegations of the rules that are violated by that factual conduct are. You want to combine your understanding of the facts that support the grievance with the allegations of the rules that are alleged to have been violated, with one important caveat, and that is this. The party in a grievance is not the complainant, not the person who filed the grievance. The complainant is the Commission for Lawyer Discipline, and as a result, the client may state a set of factual circumstances that arguably violate a disciplinary rule, but the client may not state the correct rule or state all of the rules that that conduct potentially violates. The commission, upon receiving the grievance, can look at the factual allegations and then determine if there are other rules that are potentially violated. And that's something you need to do also. Look at the facts that are alleged, the conduct on your part that is alleged to have violated a rule, the acts or omissions, and not only consider the rules that are stated in the grievance as having been violated, but also other potential rules that could come into play, because you want to address those preemptively in your response to the grievance, which again, we'll talk about a few steps down the road.